You could also comment there if you had a Thanksgiving go oh so wrong. Ryan says, me and my wife's first Thanksgiving dinner went in for a bite. It was still bloody. Okay. That's, I don't understand how it's still bloody.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't supposed to bleed.
No. What? Tyla caught her husband
was it
on
a
fire.
Human? Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, it's not. I hope he's okay.
We bought one of those disposable aluminum pans for our turkey like we do every year. Hubs took the turkey out of the oven. The back end caved in and the juice all dumped in the oven. A big fireball flew out right towards him.
Ooh.
He turned his head and managed to get the turkey thrown into the sink to save it. He had no beard or eyebrows or arm hair. But dinner was delicious. My mother-in-law bought me a shiny new roasting pan that would fit a turkey for Christmas so I wouldn't catch her son on fire again.
That's nice.
Awesome. Oh, man. Thanksgiving went oh so wrong. Emma.
Yes, I was living in Ireland. It was my junior year abroad, and so we were all going to have a big Thanksgiving feast at our three-story brownstone in Dublin. There were like 16
wow.
of us.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
I know.
It was so cool. And my super secret lover, who in my flat, was going to make the turkey.
Would you say your super secret lover?
Yes.
Okay.
I love super secret lovers.
So he or she is in charge of the turkey.
He was in charge of the turkey. So he went to the grocer and said, just get us the biggest turkey you can find.
Oh.
So Thanksgiving morning, we went to get our big turkey, and they had a 27-pound turkey waiting for us.
Doesn't that take a very long time to cook?
So we were looking at like a 10-hour cook time. So he put in his backpack, and we walked back to our flat, and he put on Van Morrison and started pounding Irish whiskey as fast as he could.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pictures of him dancing with his turkey. He broke the coffee table. And then he got the turkey in the oven. Many, many hours later, we were like, something smells like it's burning. And we look in the oven, and he put it on broil instead of whatever Celsius degree you're supposed to cook a turkey on.
Oh, my God. It's a Christmas vacation turkey.
Oh, my God.
So the top of the turkey was charred, and the underneath was completely raw.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All of our Irish friends are coming to our house. We had, and he, of course, was passed out in the bedroom, all that Irish whiskey.
So now you got a charred on top, raw on the bottom. It was basically charcoal and salmonella.
Ugh.
Exactly. Yep. That was it. We didn't have turkey that year.
Yeah. But, those sides were so good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. A 27-pound turkey.
That's a big something.
That's a big bird.
Yep. Yeah, good.
Oh, my God. Emma, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Wait, hold on. Question.
Yeah.
Your super secret lover, was he Irish?
He was not. He was American, which is kind of disappointing.
That is disappointing. I was about to say, you know what? At the end of the day, you still had a hot, super secret Irishman to wake up to, but he was an American, so yeah. I would have rather had a good turkey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
Bye-bye.